From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. British police say a mail bomb intercepted last month at an English airport could have exploded in flight over the U.S. East Coast. Scotland Yard says in a statement that the bomb would have gone off on Friday, October 29th, if it hadn't been found and removed from a cargo plane. Police say forensic evidence shows the bomb was sent from Yemen. British and U.S. officials say terrorists hid bombs inside printer parts and addressed them to locations in Chicago. The second bomb was discovered at a cargo facility in Dubai. General Motors reports a profit of $2 billion for its third quarter. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, strong sales in North America account for much of the profit.
General Motors lost money in Europe, but made up for it in China and especially North America. Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Edmunds.com. She says it wasn't that long ago that North America was GM's weak spot.
They're sticking with that formula of keep incentives down, keep costs down, try to make more money per vehicle, you know, execute launches perfectly. And that's the right formula that everybody goes for success.
General Motors will launch an initial public offering of stock in less than a week. Company executives are telling potential investors that GM could make huge profits once the global auto market fully recovers. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
A Chinese man who is the organizer of a support group in China for parents of children made sick by tainted milk powder faces a 2-year prison sentence. NPR's Rob Gifford reports on the fate of the man who's a parent of one of the affected children.
Zhao Lianhai's child was among 300,000 Chinese children who were sickened by baby formula tainted with melamine in 2008. 6 children died from the poisoning. Zhao had pushed for greater official accountability and compensation for victims of the scandal. Observers say his sentence appeared particularly severe because the Chinese government had pledged to tackle such health scandals in order to restore consumer confidence. Observers say Zhao's case exposes many of the contradictions at the heart of modern China, that the government is allowed to take action, but ordinary people are not. Amnesty International condemned the sentence, saying the authorities have imprisoned a man the Chinese public rightly views as a protector of children, not a criminal. Rob Gifford, NPR News.
The federal government is unveiling a new anti-tobacco campaign in the U.S. It includes larger warning labels on cigarette packs and ads, and they are graphic with images of cancer patients, diseased lungs, and diseased teeth. By law, the Food and Drug Administration regulates tobacco now, and it points to more than 400,000 deaths in the U.S. each year associated with tobacco use. Officials also say they're concerned about rising teen and young adult smoking rates. This is NPR News. India is in the midst of a political scandal. Top government officials are accused of involvement in a building scam. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the scandal boiling over immediately after President Obama's departure from India.
President Obama's plane had barely left the runway on Monday morning when prominent heads began to roll. The ruling Congress Party accepted the resignation of the top government official in Maharashtra state, which includes India's commercial capital, Mumbai. The chief minister, Ashok Chauhan, is accused of involvement in a scheme to illegally build a high-rise apartment building on land that was intended to provide housing for military veterans and survivors of India's war heroes. The apartments were allegedly given out to well-connected military officers and civilians. Chauhan denies any wrongdoing. India's opposition parties are calling for harsh punishment and hoping the scandal does political damage to the current government. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
There have been more attacks against Iraqi Christians. A coordinated series of roadside bombs blowing up in Christian neighborhoods. At least 3 people are reported killed. The U.S. government says the number of Americans without health insurance is now nearly 47 million. That is up about 7% from 2006. But the rate of uninsured, that is the number of people uninsured compared to the total population, has not changed much. The government says that is because the population is growing and the proportion of uninsured children is down. The Centers for Disease Control report says surveys show a large percentage of people saying they're putting off health care because it's too expensive. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.